hope you feel tip-top. This is Johnny Mercer and his music shop. All you soldiers, sailors, and Marines out there, all you gals in the service, we're on the air.
Welcome by way of rebroadcast to Johnny Mercer's Music Shop with Joe Stafford, Paul Weston, Dorchestra, the Pied Pipers, the June Hutton, our special guest for this evening, myself, Wendell Niles, and that singing salesman behind the counter, Johnny Mercer.
Hope we get your steady vote. We remain yours truly. Unquote.
Well, lift up the latch and come on in, Satch. I hope you'll overlook the notes I contribute in this first little opus called Mind and My Business. Mind and my business, I'm busy all the day long. I said I'm minding my business and going along. I know it's nobody's business, no how, whatever I do. Somehow it's none of my business what happens to you. For instance, Rockefeller never tried to make a car, still he's doing fine. Henry never fooled around with Standard Oil, it ain't in his line. They're minding their business, I know they never go wrong. And so I'm minding my business, just going along. Papa wants at first to be a bouncing boy, then the sun will shine. Mama has a little bit to say, and so she wants the other kind. Hey, this lovey-dovey business brings twins and triplets along. Not me, I'm minding my business, just going along. Just going along. I said I'm minding my business, just going along. Right here, we turn to a gal we just couldn't do without around the music shop.
It's Miss Jo Stafford who demonstrates her indispensability with It Could Happen to You.
Have happened to a nicer person. Tonight, as our guest, we have a talented little gal from over Paramount way named Diana Lynn. I'm sure you remember her as Betty Hutton's younger sister in The Miracle of Morgan's Creek, and if you're up on your newer movies, you've probably caught her solid performance in that current hit, And the Angels Sing. So, without further ado, I'd like her to step up and say hello. Diana Lynn!
Thank you, Mr. Mercer.
Oh, don't call me Mr. Mercer. That's too formal.
All right. What's your friends call?
Well, they all... No, I guess not. You're too young for that kind of language. Maybe you better just call me Johnny.
All right, Johnny. I think that's a lovely name.
Well, I like the name Diana, too, Miss Lynn. Diana.
Do you really?
Oh, yes. You know, in ancient mythology, Diana was a beautiful goddess. The goddess of the hunt.
Excuse me, John.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
That's the game warden.
How are you, John?
Okay.
Well? Well, I'd like an introduction.
Don't be silly, Wendell. You've known me for years.
Not you, John. Not you. The Ichche.
Oh, I see. Well, Diana Lynn, this is Wendell Niles.
Hello.
Hello.
My. Geez, he's a sweet thing and young, too. Oh, we're lucky people, you and I, Diana. Youth is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yes, wasn't it?
Now, look, I'm not so old if I say so myself. I'm a youngster of only 22 summers.
Man, you must have had some awful tough winters. Why don't we just ignore this boy, Diana? I understand that before you got into pictures, you studied to be a concert pianist.
That's right, Johnny.
Well, you know, with your musical background,
I might be able to use you around the music shop.
Oh, are you interested in classical music?
Why, certainly.
Then I suppose you enjoy listening to Mendelssohn.
Oh, he's good, yeah, but I prefer H.V. Kaltenborn.
That doesn't sound very musical.
Is that so? Listen to this.
What's that?
That's Mozart. Here's another.
What's that?
That's Haydn.
I don't blame it.
Well, I guess I should have known better than try and talk music with a real musician, Diana. But I'm not so tone deaf I can't enjoy your fine piano playing. What say you treat the folks with that little number you brought along by our good friend Victor Young?
All right, honey.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Diana Lynn, the actress, trips lightly over to the mighty Steinway and becomes Diana Lynn, the pianist, to bring us Pearls on Velvet. About all we got time for tonight, folks.
When you're feeling blue,
this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Dream, that's the thing to do. Dream while the smoke rings rise in the air. shame.